Good morning. It is Thursday, August 31st, 2017. It is 11 a.m. This is Special Commissioners Court, second floor, Brooks County Court Room. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, this is an open meeting. Let us begin with roll call.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Edson Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martin, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, along with the County Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. Line item 1, this is public comment. This is open to the public. Any public comments? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me okay? No?
How about now? That's very close. Line item 1, public comments. Any public comments will be taken at this time. Okay. Line item 2, discuss, consider, approve Adam Ogan's contract for 2017-2018 year.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please excuse my look. For some reason, I've been displaced out of my house, and I don't know why.
Hold on, Adam. Is it the volume or?
No, it's realistically like when we went through this whole thing. This
well, they were louder
short.
Before.
Yeah, this is kind of short for this, so I'll just hold it.
Okay.
But realistically, they're vocal microphones. They have to be spoken into closely so it doesn't cause feedback. So that's the better way to do it.
Okay.
Basically coming for the renewal of the contract and to give you kind of an update what happened last year. With everybody's agreement, we decided to cut the contract in half, which was around $49,000 down to $25,000. We went through the use of those hours pretty quickly. Some of you may know, some of you commissioners may know, some may not. I've already ended those hours a few weeks ago. So I'm coming on here sparingly. I'm just in the just coming since I'm still getting paid, I'm just coming. So we're doing the bare minimal. We're gonna make sure everything's up and running and we're gonna discuss, I'll give you my observation of changing those hours. It did make it quite a bit difficult. I felt that we weren't giving the adequate service due to the fact with the limited amount of hours. We kept having to rush everything that we were doing, and if I'm not feeling comfortable, then I know some of the other people are not feeling comfortable. And I did ask several of the different department heads and things and other people, and they said, with the amount of hours that you have, it seems to be much more difficult to deal with you or to get service, in a proper time. So what we're looking at doing is trying to go back to close to what it was. What it was in the very beginning was $49,725. That was giving you guys 663 man hour a year at a price of $55.25. Now I'm just going to tell you what I'm going to propose, and then if August can explain where that money is coming from, he can do that. What I'm going to propose this year to get the hours back, because the definite need of the sheriff's office with the new sheriff in, we need to make lots of changes. We're going to try to move their internet around so it's working off a fiber optic connection that's already there in place for 911 that we can actually tag on to through Spectrum, which used to be Time Warner. And we'll be able to get a connection there and offset some money that we're going to remove a connection from here. So it really won't be any more, it'll be actually less, about $80 a month less. So with that, we're also going to, basically I got a call from the judge about the EOC, what got done there, what got turned on to isolate that to make it a actual controlled situation with communications. It still hadn't been done, and one of the things that I'm going to make a top priority is to make sure that and take the initiative to make sure all parties involved, that we push that to get that done. As I've seen with me living in Aransas Pass and watching our EOC in Aransas Pass and deal with the problem there, this is really, really important. They were able to function fairly quickly just with a generator and able to be on the internet, have communications, and deal with the problem that we're having over there at hand. So that is my top priority. I feel really, really strong about that. Going back to what I'm going to propose, and this is just a proposal, we can go down to where it was this year, which is 25. But I'm going to propose we take that 49,000. I will basically knock off to change it from 49,000 to 45,000 and give you the same man hours. So basically, I'm going to give you a better hourly price from $55.25 to $48 an hour. And so that's kind of my, you know, I know it's rough for everybody, you know, with the with taxes not coming in and everybody trying to save as much. But I'd like to see the hours go back where we can actually, you know, service you guys quite a bit better. So that brings it, you know, the same hours we had in the previous contract, not this last year, from 49 to 45. And if August wants to explain where that's going to come from.
Since ours is 25,000 now that we allocated for him this last budget year, and he's saying that was the bare minimum, and it's kind of hard because there's a lot of unexpected things that might occur. I was thinking maybe, which we can allow on a budget, we can raise it 10,000 to make it 35, and then maybe the sheriff can put another $10,000 in from one of his funds. But that 10,000 that puts in from the sheriff is totally dedicated to him. The $35,000 would divide it by hours, and the sheriff's office will be included in that because they're part of the county. But he's just going to take that 10,000 and say, you know what, let me add this 10,000 and I'm going to get my hours from that. And this way we'll have $45,000 for this vendor, and he's given us $5,000 free, really, of hours. Now, that's all dependent upon the sheriff. I don't know if he's here, so.
That gives them a guaranteed 208 hours of the 663 hours that, and they'll use it. They'll definitely use it with the plans this coming year with the new budget. So that would help them out extremely. And how we're going to manage those hours, I will manage that with Commander George in a spreadsheet that we will show decline of those hours. And you know, of course, we'll do everything we can to manage the hours and you know, let August know, you know, where we're at. So, you know, we come really close. This last year, we went over about 5 or 6 hours. This year, I'm not even going to count. There's no reason. I just decided, hey, it's not a big deal. We're all in this together. You know, I'm considering myself to act as an employee. So, you know, what would an employee do? Or what would you guys do? So that's how I'm operating. If there's any other questions.
So, Adam, so this is the actual contract?
This is the contract from the year before, not last year. I use it as a reference. Any notes that we make on this contract, I will. I've got them written here. Whatever everybody has okays, we can actually get an okay from the judge or whichever one of you on this. We'll sign it. I'll retype it, send it back for you know, whatever you guys approve on. We'll change the contract to fit that.
So this contract is talking about the $49,000. Now that you're going to go down to $45,000. So is this the $49,000? Contract, or do you have to print out another one?
I will have to adjust this contract and print another one that states the exact amount.
Right.
So I will make those changes, which I have made on here, and we can actually agree upon this, or I can make any changes on this or another one, and then I will change it, and the judge can review it and sign it.
So then you're saying on your new contract, you're going to put down that the sheriff is going to pay the additional $10,000.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yes. To say that. Yes.
Yes.
To
yes. That is. Yes, sir. 10,000. Yes, Commissioner. That will be in there, and it will show the hours broke down. Yes.
Right,
yes.
When do we know he's going to watch it?
This, JB, can you get the sheriff in, please? Thank you.
So the chair says yes, and all our portion is an additional 10,000. And then his 10, and then 5,000 free from Adam.
Can you get the original contract?
Get the original. Mm-hmm. Original hours.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Are you going to give us a 10,000 or not? Adam wants to know if you're going to give him the $10,000.
I don't think he wants my answer right now, but if you really want it right now.
It's all about what you guys want. It's not about me.
I need to come. With the manager and I have been discussing this particular issue. I just feel like he's comfortable with it. I'm not quite clear with it yet. I just feel like I need more time on this.
Okay.
I don't think it's something that needs to be done right now. I think I'm going to sit back and
okay.
Take my time on it. I'm not comfortable.
Would it be more better for you for next month or this coming next week of the regular commission's court? Well, how much time do you need?
Maybe next month would be good.
Okay.
Next week.
All right. That's fine. Okay. All right.
I've got no problem with that.
Okay.
Is that a motion to table?
Right here, Joseph.
Second?
Second
by Olivares and Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Line item 3, discuss and approve request of fairground usage for the hayride for the annual Fall Fest Saturday, October 2017.
Morning. I would like to ask permission to utilize the fairgrounds as for our hayride on October 28th, which is going to be in conjunction with the Fall Fest. So we just wanted to come by to Commissioner's Court and ask for your permission to utilize the fairgrounds.
How many days?
It's one day, just that evening.
I have a motion to approve.
Motion
by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Line item 4, discuss, consider, and approve the fee schedule for court-appointed counsel in criminal cases. And this goes for both county court and district court. They've increased it from $300 to $400, and I think also $100 more for district at the district level. So just so you all can know that we'll be paying a little bit more than before. Last year it was $300, now it'll be $400. Any questions? Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 5, discussion on the revised 2017 rollback tax rate.
Good morning.
Morning.
I gave each of you all a handout for the property tax rates in Brooks County, and this is just a revision on our rollback rate. We came across an issue a few days ago, and I called our software company to check what the error was, and our debt was not coming out. So the error was corrected, and our rollback rate before was at $1.08. And it's gone down to 0.941620. So I called TAC, and just to be transparent, I was advised to go ahead and bring it back to court just so that it's in the minutes and it's recorded and filed that we do have a corrected rollback rate. But we are okay. We are still under the rollback, so we're fine. Just wanted to go ahead and put it in there as a correction. Any questions?
Questions? Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Oh, it's a discussion.
Discussion.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Line item 6, discuss and approve Brooks County Treasurer's transfer of payroll duties to Brooks County Auditor's Office.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As we previously discussed in prior budget meetings, our intent is to transfer the payroll department to the Brooks County Auditor's Office. All functions relate to the payroll department. Anything and everything. As was previously discussed. I'm in agreement with it. I think it's, like you said, it's up to you all.
Okay. I have a letter here from the Office of the County Attorney. It says, Dear Commissioners, state statute provided for a procedure to ensure the financial security for the taxpayers' money managed by county government. The statute requires that the county treasurer pay bills, claims, and payroll of the county among other duties. The county auditor is then required to audit those payments to be sure there are no errors or discrepancies. For years in Brooks County, the auditor has paid the bills. My office has always taken the position that this is improper and should be changed back. Now, to make matters worse, the county treasurer is proposing having the county auditor pay personnel. This adds insult to injury. Enclosed, please find an article of the Texas Association of Counties that outlines the duties of the county treasurer. The failure to carry out each and every one of these duties is the basis for removal of the county treasurer. It makes absolutely no sense to have a treasurer's department with two full-time employees and an elected treasurer to handle a $4 to $5 million budget. In Claiborne County, a $14 to $15 million budget is handled by a county treasurer and two full-time staff members. They do pay bills, handle the payroll as well, and all of the other duties of that office. I strongly urge the county treasurer to reconsider his decision to have the county auditor take over payroll. I also urge him to assume his statutory responsibilities of paying bills and retain his payroll duties. Failure to do so will expose him to removal action for failure to perform his statutory duties. Thank you very much for your attention to this matter. Sincerely yours, David T. Garcia.
Well, first of all, I guess I can say that Mr. Garcia was a county attorney for 25 years. And at that time, I think it was under the auditor's office for many, many years. Nothing was ever said to the contrary. Now suddenly I come here, you know, and all of a sudden he brings this up. I don't know if it's personal, if it's a vendetta against me, my office, or my staff, but I'm really sick of it, okay? There's always an opinion for everything. You can go get 10 more lawyers and they'll have a different opinion. And, but like I said, I mean, he never said anything back to the 70s and 80s and 90s. And now all of a sudden, you know, he's bringing it up. Why didn't you say something back then?
I don't think it's a personal vendetta. Usually when people, you know, something is improper, it's improper.
Well, that's no, it. This stems back to an issue between two county employees.
Well,
that's what it stems back to. And I was caught in the middle, me and my staff. And derogatory statements have been made by him against my staff and my employees, picking on two ladies, okay? Well, if he wants to pick on a man, he can pick on a man.
I don't understand. I don't know about that.
And this is just propaganda, scare tactics.
Hold on.
Y'all need to dissect
okay,
it.
Wait. I'm not aware of anything other than what was presented to me.
Yeah, I know. I just saw it right now.
All right.
I just saw it right now.
Based on this.
And I'm just giving you right now from what I know.
Regardless of what has happened, this is what we have to go by. It's up to the commissioner's court. You know, I don't know.
Well, I'll just remind the court that he was a county attorney for 25 years, and he never said anything about it until now. The grandson of Lacho Villarreal, the brother to Bobby Villarreal, who he despises, okay? And
know.
Those are facts.
Well, he's and not I here, kept, so I don't know.
I kept calm for a while. I've gone through a lot of shit. My best friend Albert Bynton passed away just a few weeks ago, and then he criticized because I wouldn't respond. I didn't respond because my best friend had passed away, and then he was going around trying. See, now I didn't return his phone calls.
This is not the time or the place for personal issues to air out laundry to say.
Well, he's airing out laundry against my office and behind my back.
Regardless, this is not.
And he attacked me downstairs.
This is not the place to cuss in front of people.
I'm not cussing. I haven't said any. Have I said any cuss words?
Okay. Well, anyway.
Do you have something to say on this?
Mr. Petroldi, do you have? I know in Jim Wells County. Where is the Jim Wells County?
I don't want to hear anything else other than...
Where's the Jim Wells County?
I do not want to hear anything else other than what has already been said. The letter's been read. It's up to the commissioner's court, and that's it.
But we have something to this letter.
I understand, but nothing will be said anymore. That's enough.
No, they have a right to discuss it.
I'm telling you, there's no need for this.
It's pertaining to this letter.
It's pertaining to the letter, okay.
Personally attack someone that's not here.
If not, he's not gonna...
I've worked in Clearwater County, so I can...
Well, you know...
...the fact of what they did in Clearwater County.
That's fine. That's fine. I don't want to hear it, though. I don't want to hear it. I don't think the public should hear it.
Well, you want to hear everything David has to say, and let's hear something else.
I just read what the letter said. That's it.
So I... They can clarify it.
Enough. Enough.
This is transparency, right? You always talk about transparency, right?
That's it.
Well, I'm defending my position. I have a right.
I'm just reading the letter. Enough. On line item six, discuss and approve Brooks County Treasurer transfer payroll duties to Brooks County Auditor's Office. Do I have a motion to approve?
First, I want to hear what August has to say. He looked for the statute for this, and I want to know what it said, that it can be reassigned.
Well, I'm not going to allow it. This is
relevant, Imelda, because you're trying to hold back something.
No, I'm not holding back anything.
You're trying to corner me.
The point either, this is about yay or nay, and that's it.
Mr. Martinez, can you ask? Your,
ask what?
The auditor about his clarification?
You know what, Horacio? We can go on and on and on with this. I mean, no one is going to win here.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, sir, no one's going to win. You know, we just need to move forward. You know, I'm not going to argue with no one. I'm just going to make the decision as a elected official. Yes, the law reads very well. David T. did his homework. But I agree with you. Why did it take him this long to bring this up?
25 years.
You know, that's the only question that I have for him. Why did he take 25 years to bring this on to court today? You know, there's other issues out there that he can work on as well. But here again.
Criminals driving up and down the street all day.
I mean, it's like they say, if you do it or not, they're still going to blame you. They're still going to, you know, talk about you.
Yeah.
You know, but that's nature of the human being. You know, they're going to still, you know, criticize everyone, the motions that we're going to make today or on this line item. But, I mean, I understand your point, sir. I really do. But we need to ask this question to you, sir. I need to ask you. If we assign this to the auditor's office, the county attorney can come back and say, now we're going to remove Horacio from office.
Yeah.
Are you ready to face the constant question, sir, if that happens?
Yeah. Well,
if he comes back and say, I'm going to remove you from office.
Well, first,
I know that he has no power to do that because they need to go through the people.
Yeah.
But if that's in case, if he comes back to you, sir, and does what he does as an attorney, as a county attorney, are you ready to face the consequences?
Well, let me say this. When we had this discussion about these moves, it was a collective, discussion.
Yes, sir.
All of us. I didn't initiate this idea. I wanted a part-timer, remember.
Right.
I was never,
you did.
I never intended to move this office. But it had always been over there, and they have a larger staff, and they can make sure that payroll continues without any interruption, because the way we have it, we have one lady doing payroll, essentially. And payroll is an important function. It's like the Social Security of the United States government. It cannot stop, rain or shine. So when it was brought to me, I thought, well, it's a good idea. They're in agreement, the auditor's office, and some of the commissioners are in agreement, and so I went with it. But at this time, I mean, if it's trying to stir up trouble, I guess it's going to affect all of us. It's going to affect you all, too. You all will be placed in a predicament. Maybe the best thing is to leave it in our office, at least for now, if that's...
Okay, you have something to say on that?
Unless...
That's not what the thing says. Let's get to the truth. The attorney general can say, you know, like, payroll preparation
not a core function of the Treasurer's Department. So payroll progression can be given to anybody, delegated to anybody. Is this a core function for payroll treasurer? Yes, it is. But if, you know, the law says they have to distribute the checks. Now, if this talks about planning, that's my office. It's the global bill should be done office. Bill should be done office. We verify the bills, we verify the claims, and then at the end of the day, the treasurer signs off and the treasurer stands it off. That's this person. That's what the law says.
Correct. That is correct.
So, payroll, again, payroll preparation is not a core function of the treasurer. Only dispersing the monies is mandatory according to the AG's opinions. You know, and David, he knows that. He's a lawyer, smart, intelligent, he knows that. So the whole truth is, what? Yes, that's a core function, but the court can delegate to anybody. You don't have to delegate to the auditors. It can delegate to anybody. But you have that function to do that. At the end of the day, we don't pass out the checks. Because we can't pass out the checks, but they can. That's what it says.
It used to be in the county clerk's business.
For 35 years.
For a long time.
That can happen.
Yeah, it can happen.
In fact,
basically, this is just, it's a yay or nay.
Where is it in Jim Wells County, do you know?
It's a yay, I don't know what the other one.
In the auditor's office in Jim Wells County.
I don't know what the other counties do, but.
Where District Judge Richard Terrell presides.
It's in the audit, okay.
And Richard Terrell is also.
Basically, discuss and approve. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Garza, second?
Right with Justice.
Second by Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
I oppose. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Line item 7, discuss and approve the part-time hourly rate for 2017-2018.
On the agenda for 727, it was discussed that the part-time hourly rate would go to $10. And as far as I understood, it stated $8.50. Is there any possibility that it could possibly go to $10 for part-timers?
I think the issue with that was, Commissioner, was the fact that if it goes to 10, some of the part-timers would be making more per hour than what the full-timers are.
As a whole, with the benefits and all?
Yeah, so that's why it was discussed, and I think that you know, the general analysis office, and we compare it to the full-timers that they're making like the same or less per hour than the part-timers, and that's not right. So that's why I was given the $8.50. Now that's $8.50 set at general fund, Rowan Bridge different. Rowan Bridge is 10. Different monies. So like the sheriff, they have part-timers in office, you can set whatever part-time rate. But general fund is set at $8.50. For that reason.
You have a part-timer in Encino, right?
Yes.
The one you were inquiring about? No?
Well, I was inquiring for part-timers.
In general.
Oh. Not just anyone in particular.
So what is it? $8.50?
So it's $8.50 in the general fund, $10 in every, $10 in the Golden Bridge. And whatever the designated officials in the Sheriff's Department designate, what he wants for part-timers.
Because if you take the benefits for a part-timer, doesn't that put them over 10? Because that's what we talked about that previous time when I asked why a part-timer would be getting 10 and a full-timer would be getting under 10. And I was informed that it was because of fringe and benefits.
The part-timer would be making, what is it, 12 per year? 12.
Right.
So then $8.50. Motion to approve $8.50 for general fund for part-timers and $10 for the road and bridge.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye. Aye.
You're opposed?
Yeah. I think they should go to 10.
absolutely agree they should be a 10. Three opposed because it's two, and I oppose.
Two opposed.
Two opposes, and I oppose. So no.
That's so three. Tony opposed.
Oh, you opposed?
Tony opposed?
No.
Oh, you didn't oppose?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Right.
I mean.
Okay. Then three A's and two names. Motion approved. Motion approved. Okay. Line item 8. Discuss and approve budget amendment request for line item transfer in the amount of 800. 300 from 5012-0400-5000 office supplies and 500 from 5012-0400-5550 out of county travel to 5012-0400-8103 to admin assistant. And this is for my office, for my administrative assistant. Motion to approve, questions?
Yes, just before we approve this line item number 8, uh-huh. For the record, I just want to find out, note by you, your 5%, uh-huh. Did you rescind your 5%?
I will be giving it also to my admin assistant. She's the lowest paid admin assistant in the county.
Have you notified the auditor? Because I know yes. He was fixing the payroll, and I believe he called every elected official or us for
well,
sure.
Well, he called you all. He didn't call every elected official.
Okay, so what's the outcome on
the status? We called CAT. I had Rodney call CAT. I already talked to the judge about it. Mm-hmm. Something about Rodney delivering that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hold on, Mike, Tony.
Hold on, Mike.
What?
Uh-huh.
Tony. Hold on, Mike, fuck your employee.
I spoke with two people at TAC, and they both told me that once someone relinquishes their pay, portion of their pay or all of their pay, it's a gift to the county. And they can't dictate where it should be spent after that.
I also spoke to TAC, and just like what I said a few minutes ago, everyone has a different opinion, a different interpretation. It says, the statute says may go back to the general fund. May is a big word. Now, they told me that it could be done. Once the money is in there, I will transfer that money into her line item. That's what they told me.
Transfer from where?
From TAC.
I would transfer the money from where?
The 5% is going to go in October 1st, correct? My 5%.
To your budget.
To my budget.
To your line item.
To my line item. Once that 5% is in there, then I will transfer that through, of course, through y'all's approval, through commissioner's court approval, that she will get that 5%. Just like I have said.
So what you're saying is what Donnie's saying. She's saying that we can't, the judge or anyone in the court can't say, I'm going to give up my money and give it to someone else, unless it's approved through the court, right? So in the budget, we have for receiving the 5%. That's what she's saying.
Right.
She's going to receive her 5%, and then during the budget year, she didn't want to put on a agenda for a line of transfer, and it's up to the court. So now it's up to the court to say, I'm going to let you take my 5% and give it to her. It's up to the board to get the approval, yes or no.
Well, there shouldn't be a reason why you wouldn't at the court. I mean, because everyone else has done it, there should not be a reason other than personal vendetta, just like it was said earlier, that why you all wouldn't do that. It doesn't make sense.
My understanding is she won't get her 5%.
Yeah, she will give
her
5%, and I will give her my 5%.
Right, so that'll be 10% if
right.
We approve.
And she will still be under $25,000.
Okay, so then, if that happens, and then you're saying that if we approve this today, that's additional.
Exactly.
So how much are we talking about, August?
$24,825.
If that all happens, hypothetically, you're talking like she would receive like a 14% raise.
Well, she's the only admin assistant. The other ones that came in were all at $29,000. She's the only one that's at 21.
Did she come in at entry level?
She came in at entry level.
Yeah, well, it took us a long time to get all the salaries adjusted because
once again, I'm going to say yay. I'm going to say yay or nay. You don't have to approve it. I just need an approval or not. Do I have a motion to approve? Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Do I have a second? Motion dies. All right. No action on line item 8. Discuss and approve.
Yes, come on up. We reduced them, no, at that time.
That's right.
The Davids.
And also, when, yes, when the sheriff came in, he transferred $5,000 out of his salary to give to his commanders.
That was before, right?
And you all approved it. When the code enforcement came in and moved money around under your direction, that was approved. When Elise came in and she got Norma's salary at $29,000.
It was already in the budget.
Oh, my goodness. Code enforcement did the same thing a few months ago. They moved some money around, gave themselves an increase. The sheriff's department did the same thing. I'm not making changes. I'm moving. Yes. That's right. Well,
But I think the difference is that their monies, when they moved it, not as y'all as we can tell, but they moved it, it was moved between salary, not moved between maintenance operations and salary.
No. It's still a line item. You can still move. You can still move it. You can still move it. Okay, well, that's okay. No, well, I'm telling you, it still can be moved. Ask each one. You have the right.
Well, because you're taking it from office supplies, you're going to reduce your office supplies and your out-of-county travel. And
we're a month away from budget.
Yes, I know. But what's going to happen when she runs out?
We're a month away from the new budget. You're going to take that money and put it back in the general fund. Ask Vince.
What she said.
Let me know.
Look, this is what's going on. I mean, if we do it for you...
It doesn't matter.
No, hold on. Hold on, okay?
You've done it before.
Yes, hold on. Someone else has been there longer than you, they're going to come back to us, okay? There's a whole bunch of people waiting for that. Yes, yes.
Because they're $29,000 and I'm at $20,000. I'm not as close to
anything. But you knew the payment came in.
You're going to give your 5%.
They're bringing in money. What do you do?
And what do you do?
Nothing. I'm right here, taking everything from everybody.
Right, you don't know.
I mean, we're not going to get over it. This is the thing
that you all do it for everyone else. So we talk about a personal vendetta. Here it is in front of everyone here.
Yes, it is.
Code enforcement did it. The sheriff's department did it. Who else was the other one? Code enforcement, sheriff's department. Everyone takes an increase, but that's fine. No problem. Line item 9, discuss and approve Brooks County proposed budget for 2017-2018 fiscal year. We have a motion to approve or discuss or... Motion to approve.
Okay. Do you have the new list of all the increases that for the 5%?
No, the
what's changed in the road and bridge and I
not only in the road and bridge budget, only the road and bridge. I said let me make sure that Commissioner Martinez is still not wanting to take the 5%. That's what he said. So So he ran the shop off, and I said, well, let me call the commission, because the commission gets me out of road bridge to make sure that, you know what, I get a proper road bridge budget.
They already had said yes in the previous meeting.
So the commissioner said no, that they're not taking, so in our budget road bridge, there is no increase for the commission. None. There's only an increase for all the other elected officials. All right, just to make that known. We do have a NACA budget, which consists of $401,000. That also tells, I know there's a lot of havoc going on with charging at the landfill and charging the rural people for their garbage pickup. We have allocated $100,000 for rural pickup and $25,000 for landfill charges in our budget. Y'all increase the taxes 5 cents? Well, the budget for the landfill is $401,000. 5 cents is roughly $250,000, so the rest came out of increased revenue that was derived from different offices. So all of that is in this budget. So if we're going to maintain this budget, we need to keep with those principles. Because they already went through the two public meeting hearings for the 5 cent increase. Correct?
Yes.
So nothing else is changing your... that's what the budget is. My stuff is not in here, the auditor's office. I will have a public meeting for the newspaper, September 7th. Y'all are more than happy to come. That's when the district judge will set our salaries. Once he sets that salaries, where it may be, then we'll include that in the budget. But there's a couple things I want to include that I want to add, if the court would add it. It was brought to my attention by George. He came out the other day and we were talking about this hurricane preparation that was happening with the judge and Lamar and all that stuff. And he had some officers that were working overtime, and they wanted to get paid overtime, but we don't have the money to pay them overtime. This is where I get in the budget here. But Rhoda Bridge has set a line item called civil defense, which is money set aside for hurricanes or for manuals or whatever it be. So I want to see if we can set at least $5,000 next year in our budget for civil defense in the general fund. So in case we run into this kind of problem, these people can get paid out expediently without being having to be taking comp time. Because they're working all these hours and they want to get actual money instead of comp time. So I think we can negotiate $5,000 within our budget to do that. And I think that's a good thing.
Very good.
And then also we need to put whatever y'all decide on item contract. So there's potential for an additional $15,000. If you want to go that route. Otherwise, we have a good budget, set budget.
I agree, they should be paid for what they work. If it's a disaster, yes, they should be paid for what they're working. I agree with that.
That's where we need to establish a line item for civil defense in the general fund. I know that we've always had one in Road and Bridge because they always work overtime when we have emergencies like.
It depends if we meet the threshold. If we meet the threshold of whatever the amount of money is. If we meet the threshold, we will get reimbursed.
So I think y'all want to put that in the general fund for next year's civil defense, yes? $5,000?
You think that's enough? $5,000?
Whatever, $10,000. Well, we figured out $3,700.
Okay.
So I don't know if the rent or
whatever. That should be for everyone that works for emergency.
So y'all put 10%. We can negotiate the revenue.
Yeah.
That doesn't include only the county workers, but everyone that is called out, you know, for a natural disaster. All right. Yes.
But we still have that in the general fund. We can't use road bridges to offset
general fund.
See, that's a problem issue. We could do, and I feel, you know, if y'all want to support, as I told George already, but I'll see if I can find a figure there, sporadic, and put, you know, that $4,000 so these people can get paid money instead of content.
Absolutely, yeah. And just to let y'all know that Tyler does, is part of the emergency management team, so don't be surprised next year if we have a natural disaster and something happens, and there's overtime for her, time and a half, I don't want y'all to say no, she's not going to get paid because no one knew about this. Just to let y'all know. I don't have a problem with that.
Yes, 10,000? Five? Let's start with five.
And then we could, whatever one put, she can put, you
tell me. I think about 10,000 should be good for that. 10?
And then Adam, you know, then the Adam contract, I mean, because come September, the budget needs to be adopted, not proposed. So do we have any idea what, because that's the only thing that's kind of loose, Adam's contract.
Well, until the sheriff decides what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we can't make a decision. Because if he's not comfortable with it, we...
But the idea there was, they all can come in over here, the idea was us increase 10 and then the sheriff give 10. Now, I don't know if we have to wait for the sheriff to say he didn't give his 10 for us to increase our 10.
In other words, you can put in the 45 and then the sheriff
well, then
decides
can't sign a, we can't sign an agreement until we know from the sheriff.
Where everything's in.
For 45,000, we can't.
Well, but we can put it in the budget.
I don't know. What if he doesn't have the money?
I don't matter to me. I'm just saying something comes September or
yeah.
Year it is.
Well, they need to approve it.
I
say put in the 45, and then if the sheriff comes through, we'll have it, and if not, we don't use it.
So you just add 35 or
45, you see, well, since sheriff doesn't come through, then we won't
use. We're going to give 45, 10,000 on top. If sheriff doesn't give him, we're still going to give him a 45?
No.
We need 35.
Mm-hmm. Is he okay with that? Or is he?
Why work it and rework it? Just wait till the sheriff has it.
But if he can't, because we need to know that day, we have to have his budget done and set. We can't wait and say, okay, we're going to do it. That day needs to be approved. Y'all leave 25, 30, I don't care. I just need to know. And I think it's wise to put it at 45, and if you don't use it, then we leave the money, it saves it. That's why we're saving money.
The contract's going to say 35?
The contract will say something different. Maybe.
Yeah. 35.
Yeah.
Get it.
That's what I say. Put it in at 45, and 45? I don't know. Anybody else? Oh, what do you think? We don't use it, we don't use it.
We don't use it, we're only going to give 35. It's only going to be 35 on the contract.
So ready to approve this proposed budget, line item 9? All right.
Airport. All right. I have visited by Mount Healthy, Walkers. We can have to work on that. I talked to Chris Martin. And he had a question like, what's going to happen with the airport now that we need the money from, now that we can't keep going to do that? The concern was the moment we had the airport. I think, and I know that you said today once the $2, that we need to relook at that contract. I would believe that the